The Michigan League for Public Policy released its annual Kids Count data book yesterday. Unfortunately, it didn't get a lot of attention in most of the media. To the extent that I did hear or read about the Kids Count report across our state, the coverage emphasized two things. Much of it focused on how kids were doing in a particular area, since for the first time, the report ranked individual counties on a wide variety of indicators. Beyond that, we did hear that the overall well-being of our children got significantly worse in the years 2005 to 2011. That's something you might expect, given the Great Recession. But to me, that's not the real news, and none of the media gave this report nearly the attention it deserved. This report, which anyone can read online, reveals that more than 500,000 Michigan children are living in poverty. 500,000. The precise number is 537,000. Half of those live in deep poverty, which means an income half that of the official poverty level. We're talking trying to feed, clothe, and house a family of four on $10,000 a year or less. Nobody can do that. During those 6 years, child poverty in the state zoomed by 28%. That's the identical figure for the increase in kids who are victims of abuse and neglect. Let me say it again. More than 500,000 of our children are living in poverty. That's about a quarter of all children in Michigan. There's no doubt about the accuracy of these figures. The project is a collaboration between the Michigan League and Michigan's Children, two respected nonpartisan and nonprofit groups. Franklin D. Roosevelt tapped into national outrage three quarters of a century ago when he said, "I see one-third of a nation ill-clad, ill-housed, and ill-fed." Today, one-quarter of Michigan's children are ill-clad, ill-housed, and ill-fed, and we don't seem to give much of a damn. Yet we should, if only out of narrow self-interest. These kids are the future, and they're highly unlikely to do well in school when they don't have enough to eat or adequate medical care. What will become of them, and us, when they grow up? Kids who survived the poverty of the Great Depression could later find good-paying factory or warehouse jobs. But those days are gone forever. If you're in your 30s or 40s, you're going to be relying on the earnings of this very generation when you are elderly. The prospect for their futures look pretty dim. Even in supposedly affluent Oakland County, where I live, 37,000 kids are living in poverty, and one in five mothers are getting inadequate prenatal care. Well, we're all going to pay for this, financially and otherwise. It's also time to ask, on a simply human level, where's the outrage? Because there doesn't seem to be any. Neither Governor Snyder nor the Democrats are talking about this. Doing something would cost money, and they don't have the courage or the will to do that. And to me, that just might be the biggest scandal of all.